Good evening and welcome to Classic Folk on 2NU RFM. I'm Jane Klein. We're looking ahead tonight to next week and Anzac Day, of course, coming our way. So we're going to take a look at how the folk world feels about war in various places, various songs from various conflicts, and in a tribute to those of our community who've gone off to war. And some have paid the sacrifice, some haven't. Well, last week we started off with a song about red dust. It's not the only dust, of course, the dust of Uruzgan. We're looking at a fairly recent conflict, Uruzgan being in Afghanistan. Fred Smith was in Afghanistan as well. He went as a diplomat and produced certainly many songs, and I think helped pave the way for diplomatic relations with Australia and Afghanistan. Here's his tribute of The Dust of Uruzgan, Fred Smith.
In the ring they call me warlord, my mother called me Paul. You can call me Private Warren when you file on your report. As to how I came to be here, this is what I understand. In this hospital in Germany, from the dust of Uruzgan. I had just turned 28, just bought a new car. When I joined the 1st Battalion at the big one RAR, we were next up for deployment into South Afghanistan to combat the insurgents in the dust of Uruzgan. It took 7 months of training just to get into the joint. There were push-ups and procedures, there was death by PowerPoint. From the RSO and I course there in Ali al-Salam, but nothing can prepare you for the dust of Uruzgan. Me and Benny sat together, flying into Kandahar. Sucked back on our near beers in the Camp Baker bar. Then we're up at 05:30 and on the Hur Canal. 20 flying minutes, we're in the town couch. We shook hands as the boys ripped out from MRTF1, and pretty soon we're out patrolling in the Afghan summer sun. Walking through the green zones with a star in my hand, body armor chafing through the dust of Uruzgan. We started up in Chora, working 14 hours a day, mentoring a Kandak from the Afghan 4th Brigade. Down through the Baluchi into eastern Dorishan, working under open skies in the dust of Uruzgan. Well, it's a long, long way from Townsville, not like any place you'll see. Suddenly you're walking through the 14th century. Women under burqas, tribal warlords rule a land full of goats and huts and jingle trucks of the dust of Uruzgan. And the education minister can neither read nor write, and the Minister for Women runs a knock shop there at night. They've been fighting there forever over water, food and land, murdering each other in the dust of Uruzgan. Well, there's nothing about the province that's remotely fair or just, but worse than the corruption is the endless fucking dust. Fine as talcum powder on the ground and in the air, it gets into your eyes, it gets into your hair, gets into your weapon, gets into your boots. When the bureaucrats all show up there, gets into their suits, gets in the machinery, foils every plan. Well, there's something quite symbolic about the dust of Uruzgan. Still, the people can be gracious, and they're funny and they're smart. And when the children look into your eyes, they walk into your heart. Face each day with courage, and each year without a plan, beyond scratching for survival in the dust of Uruzgan. But the Taliban are ruthless, keep the people terrorized, put roadside bombs and hangings and leaving letters in the night. And they have no useful vision for the children of this land, but to keep them praying on their knees in the dust of Uruzgan. was a quiet Saturday morning when the two shop made a call on a compound of interest to the east of Copper Shore. We had some information. They were building IEDs, so we cordoned and we searched it in accord with SOPs. I was on the west flank picket, propped there with Ben, there to keep a watchful eye out while the other blokes went in. We knew what to look for from the TTPs we'd learned, but the Nationals were moving back and forth without concern. We'd been standing still for hours when I took a quick step back, kicked a small AP mine, and everything went black. I woke up on the gurney, flat out on my back. Had to ask him 7 times just to get the facts. I lived to tell this story through a simple twist of fate. The main charge lay 10 feet away from the pressure plate. See, the mine was linked by debt cord to a big charge laid by hand, hidden under Benny by the dust of Ur's gang. I was a Queensland champ Thai boxer. Now I look south of my knee. Now all I see is bed sheets where my right foot used to be. But Benny's dead and buried underneath Australian sand, but his spirit's out there wandering through the dust. Through the dust of Ur's gang. Still trying to understand why we're spending blood and treasure in the dust. In the dust of Ur's gang.
Yeah, and it happens again and again, doesn't it? Young men go and sometimes nasty things happen. That is The Dust of Uruzgan, set in Afghanistan, from Fred Smith, who's done so much to talk about the conflicts that he has been involved in as a diplomat. Classic folk on 2NURFM, approaching Anzac Day. And of course, there is the odd example of, I suppose you'd call, soldiers' language in a couple of the songs this evening. Bob Rogers was also in the armed forces. He went to Iraq, part of the Air Force, and he kept himself sane, I think, by taking out his guitar and composing songs. So here's one that he composed on location in Iraq. Bob Rogers, Postcard from Iraq.
Behind the walls the children play, where 6 men died just yesterday. Did they know what they were dying for? Somebody's power or a holy. This is my postcard from Iraq. Home is a phone call every day. What can you tell him? There's nothing you can say. I'm marking time off a calendar wall. Another day, another soul. fall. This is my postcard from Iraq. And all the king's horses and all the king's men can't put this country back together. Young men keep dying each day, it's true. As old men from both sides tell them what to do. People here, they get on with their lives. Some lose a brother, a sister, a father or wife. I watch out for a box from home. It's the only thing stops me feeling so alone. And this is my postcard from Iraq.
Rogers and his postcard from Iraq with one of the big questions. So many questions, aren't there? 2NURFM's Classic Folk as we're heading for Anzac Day and another fairly recent conflict that Australia has been involved in, closer to home in fact, from Vietnam. The Long Tan version of Khe San coming your way from John Schumann and the Vagabond Crew.
Well, I owe my life to the choppers at Long Tan. And I sold my soul, my cigarettes to the black market man. Had the Vietnam cold turkey from the ocean to the silver city. And it's only other vets could understand about the long forgotten dark side guarantees. And there were no V-Day heroes in 1973, and we sailed into Sydney Harbour. Saw an old friend, but I couldn't kiss her. She was lined, and I was home to the lucky land. She was like so many more from that time on, and their lives were all so empty till they found their chosen one. And their legs were often open, and their minds were often closed, and their hearts were held in vast suburban chains. And the legal pads were yellow, ours long paid packets lean, and the telex writers clattered where the gunships once had been. K
Car parks make me jumpy, and I never stop the dreams of the growing need for speed and Novocaine. I travelled around the country from end to end, trying to find a place to settle down where my mixed up life could mend. Got a job on an oil rig, flying choppers when I could, but the nightlife nearly drove me round the bend. And I've travelled around the world from year to year, and each one found me aimless, one more year the worse for wear. I've been back to Southeast Asia, but the answer sure ain't there. But I'm drifting north to check things out again. Of a jaded Chinese princess, gonna hit some Hong Kong mattress all night long. And the last plane out of Sydney's almost gone. And the last plane out of Sydney's almost gone. You know it's really got me worried, going nowhere and I'm in a hurry. On the last plane out of Sydney's almost gone.
Yeah, that was John Schumann and the Vagabond Crew and K San, the Long Tan version. Reference, of course, to the Vietnam War. Well, reference going back a little bit further now to Hiroshima and the impact of Hiroshima, coming up next on Classic Folk on 2NUR FM. And as we head for Anzac Day, Bernard Carney with a song about dreams of peace on paper wings. Yep, of course, plenty of songs hoping that things just don't go that way. Here is Bernard Carney.
Little girl, I know your story. I think about you every year. Just a child when hell descended, filled your world with pain and fear. I see your life was just a glimmer, a falling star, an afterglow. I wonder, did the light of human kindness ever burn so low? Girl, I know your story. Broken wings and lullabies. You built a dream so firmly with your failing fingers, fading eyes. A thousand paper cranes to live by. A single song of hope to sing. A little girl just folding paper dreams of peace. Dreams of peace on paper wings, make you laugh and make you cry. Hang your hopes and fears around them, send them sailing to the sky. Do you see the love they're holding? Feel the lessons they may bring? Could Little girl, I know your story, but I don't know what we've learned. We try to rid this earth of terror, but still the gentle souls are burned. Some will die while others prosper. Where there's gain, there's always loss. Some will write their hopes in paper, others nail them to the cross. And always we will live in danger. Nothing now can change the fact. But seems to me the biggest danger is when we all refuse to act. So we march and we fly our banners, teach our neighbors how to sing. Reach our arms out to the future with dreams of peace on paper wings. Dreams of peace on paper wings. Make you laugh and make you cry. Hang your hopes and fears around them. Send them sailing to the sky. Do you see the love they're holding? Feel the lessons they may bring? Could it be we're all still folding dreams of peace on paper wings?
Another of those questions, Bernard Carney and Dreams of Peace on Paper Wings. Tuanyu RFM's Classic Folk as we approach Anzac Day. Well, I remember being in Germany years and years ago, decades ago, you might say, and they would have parades in the summer. They would have wooden guns over their shoulders, and they would have flowers in the muzzles of the guns. And I think that's come to be a kind of symbol of a hope for peace and ceasing hostilities. Vin Garbutt has a song now, and it's called The Flowers and the Guns.
Where are the flowers that we put into the muzzles on the guns? Dried out and pressed inside a frame, they never get a second glance. The love that we would banish war with on bombed out street now vacant stands. Where are the flowers that we put into the muzzles and the guns? Where is the innocence of youth, the stars that once were in our eyes? When did we learn to cover truth with our excuses and our lies? When did our ideals falter? Tell me, when did we change our plans? Where are the flowers that we put into the muzzles on the guns? Our lives from others we have learned to separate. From evil we avert our eyes. More often war it is and not love that we make. And all the time we compromise. We used to turn the other cheek, but now we turn our face away. We were the blessed and the meek, our future brighter than the day. But we've forgotten Luther's message. We never ask ourselves, not once. Where are the flowers that we put into the muzzles of the guns? Oh, we've arrived, and as we pat each other's backs, our principles we now betray. And year on year, as we progress and we advance,
It's not just hair that's turning gray. Where are the flowers that we put into the muzzles of the guns? Where are the lessons we would pass on to our daughters and our sons? Did we ever make a difference? And did we ever stand a chance? Where are the flowers that we put into the muzzles of the guns? Did we ever make a difference? Did we ever stand a chance? Where are the flowers that we put into the muzzles of the guns?
Ben Garbutt, and yeah, plenty of applause for that. The flowers and the guns. Two NURFM's classic folk, looking ahead to Anzac Day. And next up, we'll take a look at how the soldiers felt. And I think this refers to World War II, but it refers to probably just about any soldier going off to a conflict. Comes from Bob Fox and Stu Luckley.
Soldiers on a troop carrying ship, all dressed in our uniforms brown. We're all bound for Germany on a night trip, serving our nation and ground. And the shores of all blighty we're leaving behind. The dim lights of Irish are fading away. When we get to Germany, how will we find life on a serviceman's pay? Sergeant, life on a serviceman's pay. We're 200 squaddies, all barely but man, and all with numbers instead of our names. Oh, how I wish I could come home again. And each one is thinking the same. And the shores of old blighty we're leaving behind. The dim lights of Irish are fading away. When we get to Germany, how will we find life on a serviceman's pay? Sergeant, life on a serviceman's pay. Conscripts all asleep down below, to
till the sergeant he wakes us at dawn. When the lowlands of Holland by the rising sun show, then it's down on the quay we will fall. And the shores of Auld Blighty we're leaving behind, the dim lights of Harwich are fading away. When we get to Germany, how will we find life on a serviceman's pay, sergeant? Life on a serviceman's pay. And the shores of Auld Blighty we're leaving behind, the dim lights of Harwich are fading away. When we get to Germany, how will we find life on a serviceman? Sergeant, life on a serviceman's bed.
Bob Fox and Stu Luckley and the shores of Auld Blighty. Full of apprehension, that song, isn't it? Well, you might like to celebrate Anzac Day coming up very soon by going down to your driveway and taking a musical instrument, singing a song or two that celebrates, commemorates what our community has done soldierly, in a soldierly fashion, of course. And there's some other things on around our region, and we'll take a look at that now as you're with Jane on Classic Folk. Thanks to our friends in Newcastle and Hunter Valley Folk Club. Coming up on Sunday, being the fourth Sunday of the month, the Lakeside Folk Circle should get together in a COVID-safe manner. Music, verse and community under the auspices of the Newcastle and Hunter Valley Folk Club from 4:30 at Turalba Community Hall in Anzac Parade. And you can check out the Folk Club's website or Facebook page for more details. On Saturday the 1st of May, it is the night, club night for the Newcastle and Hunter Valley Folk Club. And it's celebrating Beyond the Pale, Brendan Boyle and Martin McGuither. They are from the Newcastle Irish Association, together with Bill Wiseman and Sue Morley, playing traditional and contemporary Irish music. 7:30 it starts in the Uniting Church Hall in Glebe Road, Merriweather. Check out their website for that too, and their Facebook page, Newcastle Folk. Also on Saturday the 1st of May, if you fancy being out and about and under the stars, the Bear Army Bush Dance and Camp Out is on in the Upper Hunter. Traditional music will be provided by the Hunters Waltzing Jack and Friends, and it's all happening in the historic Bear Army Hall, Bylong Valley Way. It's near Sandy Hollow. And the best thing to do is to search for Bear Army Bush Dance online. And it's a little cheaper if you want to book online rather than turning up and paying there. So plenty happening in the near future. And, of course, you can always access recent programs of Classic Folk on our website, 2NURFM.com.au, with song lists for the music we play. And, yes, send us an email, folk@2NURFM.com. Our featured folk, of course, has to be an Australian look at war, and a little bit of musing now from Eric Bogle. It's his classic song, his iconic song, No Man's Land. Eric Bogle.
Well, how'd you do, Private William McBride? Do you mind if I sit here down by your graveside? I'll rest for a while in the warm summer sun. I've been walking all day, Lord, and I'm nearly done. And I see by your gravestone you were only 19 when you joined the glorious fallen in 1916. Well, I hope you died quick and I hope you died clean. Our Willie McBride, was it slow and obscene? Did they beat the drum slowly? Did they sound the fife lowly? Did the rifles fire on ye as they lowered you down? Did the bugles sing the last post and chorus? Did the pipes play the flutes of the forest? Did you leave a wife or a sweetheart behind? In some faithful heart is your memory enshrined. And though you died back in 1916, to that loyal heart are you always 19? Or are you a stranger without even a name, forever enshrined behind some glass pane, in an old photograph torn and tattered and stained, and fading to yellow in a brown leather frame? Did they beat the drum slowly? Did they sound the fife lowly? Did the rifles fire on ye? Have they lowered you down? Did the bugles sing the last post and chorus? Did the pipes play the flutes of the forest? The sun shining now on these green fields of France. The warm wind blows gently and the red poppies dance. The trenches have vanished long under the plough. No gas and no barbed wire, no guns firing now. But here in this graveyard, it's still no man's land. The countless white crosses in mute witness stand to man's blind indifference to his fellow man, and a whole generation who were butchered and damned. Did they beat the drums slowly? Did they sound the fife lowly? Did the rifles fire on ye as they lowered you down? Did the bugles sing the last post and chorus? Did the pipes play the flutes of the forest? And I can't help but wonder now, Willie McBride, do all those who lie here know why they died? Did you really believe them when they told you the cause? Did you really believe that this war would end wars? Well, the suffering, the sorrow, the glory, the shame, the killing, the dying, it was all done in vain. For William McBride, it all happened again, and again, and again, and again, and again. Did they beat the drums slowly? Did they sound the fife lowly? Did the rifles fire on ye as they lowered you down? Did the bugles sing the last post and chorus? Did the pipes play the flutes to the forest? Did the bugles sing the last post and chorus? Did the pipes play the fools of the forest?
Eric Bogle and No Man's Land, sitting by the grave of a soldier who gave up his life in World War One. Well, coming up next, a song of peace that was actually sung by soldiers on both sides of the American Civil War. It was written in 1863. It's called Tenting Tonight and comes from The Young'uns.
We're tenting tonight on the old campground. Give us a song to cheer our weary hearts, a song of home and friends we love so dear. Many are the hearts that are weary tonight, wishing for the war to cease. Many are the hearts that are looking for the right to see the dawn of peace. Tenting tonight, tenting tonight, tenting on the old campground.
We're tenting tonight on the old campground, thinking of days gone by, of the loved ones at home who gave us the hand and the tears that said goodbye.
Many are the hearts that are weary tonight, wishing for the war to cease. Many are the hearts that are looking for the right to see the dawn of peace. Tenting tonight, tenting tonight, tenting on the old campground.
We're tired of war on the old campground. Many are dead and gone. Of the brave and true who left their homes, many have been wounded long.
Many are the hearts that are weary tonight, wishing for the war to cease. Many are the hearts that are looking for the right to see the dawn of peace. Tenting tonight, tenting tonight, tenting on the old campground. We've been fighting today on the old campground. Many are lying near. Some are dead and some are dying. Many are in tears. Many are the hearts that are weary tonight, wishing for the war to cease. Many are the hearts that are looking for the right to see the dawn of peace. Dying tonight, dying tonight, dying on the old campground.
Three guys and fantastic harmonies. That is, they call themselves The Young'uns, and that's Another Man's Ground is the name of the CD. Looking at songs to do with conflicts and the people involved in them. And that was a cry for peace, wasn't it? Well, Seth Lakeman next, and on Classic Folk on 2NUR FM. There's always riflemen in war, aren't there? Here is his song, Seth Lakeman.
Oh, take the ship and off to sea. We'll cross the north in 53. Fought upon the broken shore, 20,000 men or more, with the rightful men of war. The maiden sinking down. Find aloud in the cannon roared, 20,000 rounds or more, with a rifle man of war. Go for everyone. Take the ship to England, sail good. Heroes welcome, we'll prevail. Pull the mast to better shores. 100 men will back on board. The rifle men of war.
Yes, there you go. Seth Lakeman and those riflemen of war, as we're looking at various conflicts and how soldiers and other people feel about them on Classic Folk on 2NURFM tonight. It's been great having you along. We've still got one significant song to go, and it'll come from Rough Red. But thank you so much for your company tonight. I'm Jane Klein and look forward to your company next week as well. Phil Bates should be back joining us then too. Rough Red, and from a CD with a wonderful name, Not Here for a Haircut, here is the last word on the matter. And it's a song that Rough Red call God and the Knights.
Said his goodbyes. The girl was crying and so was his mum. But he wasn't scared, he thought this was fun. He answered the call like he thought that he should. We'll fight the good fight and do some real good. So don't worry, boys, we'll be alright. Cause God's on our side and he's a white knight. Over bunks just like a school camp. It was hot as hell and too fucking damp. On day 13 they went out on patrol. Gonna do this for Gramps, God rest his soul. I can't stay here, it's not my fate. I live through fear and not. Thank you. bullet going through his head. He lost an eye and a leg and a hand. That's one for the Kong and the Taliban. Smile was gone, I just want to die. Tears fell from his solitary eye. I'm guessing God didn't want to play. Or maybe the Black Knights won.